I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Here is something we've long known about ISIS, the so-called Islamic State. It has a sophisticated propaganda machine. Remember all those gruesome videos? But here's a new outlet for ISIS propaganda, an unofficial news agency called Amaq.
With the San Bernardino attack, we start seeing a pattern where a Amaq news agency claims the attack in the name of the Islamic State first. Very quickly afterwards, the pattern is now that an official Islamic State media outlet will claim responsibility on behalf of the group.
That's Rukmini Kalamaki, correspondent with the New York Times. She's investigated this news agency, Amaq, and its relationship to ISIS.
The working theory is that just like most states in the Middle East have an official news agency, so too the Islamic State is attempting to have a news agency that has the trappings of some level of objectivity in order to essentially give more gravitas to the release regarding their atrocities.
I mean, interestingly, Amaq breaks news sometimes and other times it kind of stands back. Do you know why?
I mean, more and more we're seeing that Amaq seems to be the first place that news is released. So starting in December of last year, you have the San Bernardino attack, which was first claimed by Amaq. You also have the explosion that ripped through the Starbucks in Jakarta. That was also claimed by Amaq. Just a little bit more than a week ago, the Brussels attack was first claimed by Amaq. This seems to be the rhythm now. Amaq puts it out first, and then very quickly after that, you have an official release from the Islamic State.
Yeah, so who are the people who work for Amaq?
It's pretty clear that Amaq is the Islamic State. There's no question about it. Oftentimes, you'll see Amaq reporters who are embedded, actually, with ISIS units. And we know full well that no one is embedded with ISIS units unless you share their perverse ideology.
Right. So you say embedded in quotation marks because they're basically the same people.
You know, we don't actually know for sure. But the way I imagine it and the way analysts have described it to me is that they'll have these media operations throughout the territory that they control. It'll be in a cyber cafe and they'll literally be sitting next to each other. So you'll have the Amaq reporter sitting on one computer and right next to him, and it is a him, you'll have somebody who's working for Al-Hayat Media or one of the more official ISIS media outlets.
Why wouldn't ISIS just do like Al-Qaeda used to do? Osama bin Laden or Ayman al-Zawahiri would issue a video statement claiming responsibility. Why this veneer of objectivity?
I think because ISIS really takes its state-building project seriously, and they're trying to mimic the states that they know of. And the leaders of ISIS, as we know, are mostly from the Middle East. And in all of these Middle Eastern countries, you have a state news service. In Syria, you have a state news agency. And I think that is one of the accoutrements of the state. And I think that by creating this veneer of objectivity, they have actually confused even us, because for a long time, we didn't know what to call Amaq. You know, we were calling it semi-official news agency of ISIS, official, unofficial, you know. And even now, you know, I struggle with the wording because you do want to be transparent with your readers and make a distinction between Amaq and the actual organs of ISIS that they themselves have declared are part of their media branch.
Well, they've got this Al Bayan radio station, ISIS does.
Right.
How
right.
does Amaq fit into ISIS's media empire?
ISIS has probably more than two dozen, and maybe even more than that, official media outlets. They have their own radio station, their own magazine. You have the Beak, which is published in English, Dar al-Islam, which is published in French. You have numerous video production companies, and then you have numerous channels on Telegram, this encrypted app on your phone, where they put out official statements put out by the Islamic State. Amaq is supposed to be in a slightly different space. So if you look at the language they use, they attempt to use more neutral terms. So whereas in an Islamic State press release regarding an event, they will refer to themselves, their fighters, as the soldiers of the caliphate, and they will refer to the people they killed, if they happen to be Westerners, as the kuffar or the infidel or the crusaders, right? In an Amaq press release, they will refer to the fighters as Islamic State fighters, and they will refer to the victims as members of the coalition, and they make a semblance of trying to use terminology that mirrors what a normal news agency would use.
But when you say claimed, it's really, again, that veneer of objectivity. They write it up
yes.
as if, you know, they're standing back and this happened and like an AP lead.
Yes, they try. It's funny because I used to work at the AP, so I'm calling it the, you know, ISIS's Associated Press wire. They even have, they're quite funny. I mean, they're even trying to put the trappings of a news organization with terms like breaking news. You know, they'll have a breaking news tab, exclusive, you know. They'll talk about their reporters being embedded. They're mirroring the terminology that, that we use.
And Rukmini, finally, how do you as a journalist use the news coming from this agency?
I know that when Amok puts out something, I know if I can ascertain that that X explosion or X a terrorist attack has been claimed by Amok, to me, that's the same as saying the Islamic State has claimed it. Mm. So understanding the chain of custody of this pseudo news agency allows us to ascertain a claim of responsibility from the terror group.
Rukmini Kalamaki with The New York Times. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco, for having me. It's always a pleasure.